Só que não.
This Ramban. This Ramban is a Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy, which is probably the most Yisoidis Dikka Ramban in Kol HaTorah Kula. There are certain, by the Chassidim, the Moshel, certain that learn it with their kids before the Bar Mitzvah, because this is the Ramban that is Masbeh Tamei HaMitzvahs, the Tam for Torah, for Tefillah. And it's a shaykhus to the connection that we're talking about this whole week of Akaras HaToiv. Va'ato says the Ramban like this: Oimeloch klal b'tam mitzvahs rabbis. I'm going to give you a reason in a lot of mitzvahs why we have to be mekayim this mitzvah. Hine me'eis ha'yeis avodah zarah ba'olam, avodah kechavim ba'olam. From the days mimei enosh, that's the days of after Adam Arishon, there was a lot of avodah zarah. Hechilu hadeyos lishtabesh be'emunah. There was a lot of different ideas of emunah in the Ribbono Shel'olam. Who is God? Who is He? What is He? In those days, they were serving to the Shemesh, to the Yoreach. Mehem koyfim be'ika. There were all chelik of people living in those days were koyfim be'ika. There was no such thing as Ribbono Shel'olam. Va'omrim ki ha'olam kadmon. The world became was previous to anything else. That means there was such a thing as the Big Bang. Kochoshu ba'Hashem. They denied that the Sefer Ribbono Shel'olam, v'yem u'lohu, it's not him. Umehem, and there was a chelik of the of people that were living in those days, makhishim b'idiyosa ha'protis. They denied in that the Ribbono Shel'olam knew exactly what was going on. I mean, there was a creator, but he created the world, but he doesn't really know exactly everything that's going on. How does Ribbono Shel'olam know exactly what everybody's thinking about? So that's two factions of what went on. Then there was a third thing. And there was a chelek that agreed that there was such a thing as Ribbono Shel'olam. But they denied that there's such a thing as Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis is pshat, that the Ribbono Shel'olam watches over everybody individually. V'yasa Adam k'dgei hayom, and they made man like the fish. Shlo yashgiach hakel behem ve'im imayim oynish eschar. They're like fish in the water. Man is like fish, that there's no such thing as schar v'oynish, and you can do what you want. Yom ro'ozav Hashem v'zaharis, they said that the Ribbono Shel'olam created the world, but he left it. U'kishayitza lekim. Now, when the Ribbono Shel'olam wanted be'edoy biyochid, when the Ribbono Shel'olam wanted a certain, let's say, he wanted the Klal Yisrael to become his nation, Aman Yisrael, oy biyochid, or somebody personally, he wanted to show that he is the Ribbono Shel'olam. V'yaseh mehem imayim moifus. The Ribbono Shel'olam would give them a moifus. V'shinim in hovi Shel'olam v'tivay. In changing the way the world runs. That means he was mashana teva. So then you suddenly wake up to facts of life that there is a Ribbono Shel'olam. Yizbare l'chol, then it will become clear to everybody. Bitl hadeyo se'ilu kulam. All these ideas that there is a Ribbono Shel'olam, or there wasn't a Ribbono Shel'olam, or there is a Ribbono Shel'olam, there's no Hashgacha Pratis. All these days will become bottle mavutl, because the Ribbono Shel'olam showed that he can change teva. You suddenly realize that there is a koyach milamala. Ki amoifes hanifla. Because something out of the ordinary, which is called the Moifus, shows that there's a God every minute who's Mechadish every minute of the day, and he is Mechadish the Bria Kol HaZman. And he's Mashkiach, and he's Hashgacha Pratis, that means he knows exactly what's going on. and he's a kol yochel, he can do everything. And besides hashgacha pratis, he knows what each individual is thinking. If a Navi came along and said such a thing is going to happen, he's barim menu, then on afterwards it comes true, it becomes borrow afterwards, amitas ha-nevuah, the truthfulness of his nevuah. Ki yedaber elokim es ha-odom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak to man, v'yigala soida, and he'll reveal his secret, el avodav ha-nevi'im. Which is kaim am imzeh ha-Torah kulam, through that nevi'us of proving that something's going to happen out of the ordinary, and it happens, then through that Novi, he comes along and gives the Torah, so that proves the emes of the Torah. V'lochein. Therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam came along and wanted to choose, he decided to choose Klal Yisrael from all the other nations, so he made a Moifus out of the ordinary. What did he do? He took a Moshe Rabbeinu, he made him a Novi, and Moshe Rabbeinu went down and told Paroi that certain things are going to happen which changes the Teva. And after every Makkah, he said like this, V'lachin, Yemro Akosuba Moisim. That's why the Torah says now in these parishes of Shmoyz Vaira Boi, Leman Teda, Ke'ani Hashem Bekerav Ha'od. You should know that I am the Ribbono Shel Olam in this land. Lehoyreis Al Hashkocha. There's such a thing as Hashkocha Protis. I can change dam, water to dam. I prove to you through a Novi. So therefore, chat is, I'm a balabos over what's going on down here. Kiloy ozav oisul amikrim kedaitim. I didn't leave it to happen automatically. There's no such thing as teva. There's no such thing as it goes automatically. If there's water now, it's because my rotson. I can change my rotson, I'll make it into dam. V'oima leman teida kila shem haaretz, that the world belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, lahoyres ala chidush. To show on the chiddush of the world, which is that every minute there's a new bria. Hamachadish b'tuvei b'chol yoyim tomid ma'aser bereishis. Every minute be'etzim is a new kiyum of a ma'aser bereishis. Why? Because if the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to take away the rotzen that the world should keep together, it'll just disintegrate. The tsunami which happened a few years ago is the biggest raya that the Ribbono Shel Olam, if he wants to change teva in 1 minute, can wash away a whole country. He created from nothing something. The Oyman, it says another pasuk. I did moifsim through the Aseret Makos that there's nobody like me in the whole world. To show that the Ribbono Shel Olam can do everything. He is king of everything, he commands everything, nothing keeps back from him. In all these nekudas, the Mitzrim had a shaila, or they denied that there's such a thing as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Paro said, who is the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'll tell me what to do. What do you think? He didn't know, he wasn't a smart man, he knew there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. He held that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, but he's no shaykhus to this world. There's no such thing as Hashgacha Pratis. He doesn't own the world anymore. He's Lamaila. Or they decided that there wasn't such a thing as Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a big bang. In came her oisus va'moisim ha'gedolim, these big moisim and these big nisim, aidim nemonim, these are aidus that there's such a thing as Ribbono Shel Olam in emunah Hashem ubetoira kula, in the whole Torah. Because after this Novi who said that these things are going to happen went ahead and brought down Torah, that's a raya that his Nevius is always emes. Ubavu. And this is a Mordechai Yosef. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our problem, Be'etzem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa oisim moifsim b'chol doi le'enei kol rosh ha'peifa. The Ribbono Shel Olam, his hanhoge is that he doesn't make a change of tether or moifus every generation. Just because you're a rosh, and therefore I'm going to have to go out and prove to you that there's such a thing as God, he's not going to do it. Yitzava oisim, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam did it once. Every so often perhaps, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes along and makes a moifus like the tsunami was like Kilu. Once in 100 years, there's such a change of teva that, wow, everybody woke up and said, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. There's something, a higher koyach, than teva. But al piroiv, the Rebbe Shlomo doesn't make a meifus in order to prove to you, to you, our feeble minds, that there is a Rebbe Shlomo. So what does he do? Yitzava oisanu, he commands us, shenase tomet zichron v'ois l'ashero enenu. He should always make a remembrance of what happened 3,000, 4,000 years ago in Mitzrayim, as a raya to that there's such a thing as a Ribbono Shel Olam and there's such a thing as Hashgacha Pratis. Therefore, V'natik Hadovel Baneinu, and we've got to give it, hand it over generation to generation to generation, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to prove it to us again. Once in a while, there might be a chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he'll prove it to us somewhere in somewhere out there, in the Far East, where there's not too many Yidden over there, and he'll prove to us that there's such a thing as a Ribbono Shel Olam. But be you say that, Dodo? He's not going to prove to you that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because he did it once by Yetzias Mitzrayim, he did it once by Es HaMakos, he did it by Kriyas Yam Suf, and then the man Teda Kein Hashem, and now we've got to be Mamshich every generation, father to son, that there was such a thing that happened, and therefore there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, part of the mitzvah of what we do in our mitzvahs is a zikaron and a sign of what went on then. So now, ubneihem l'doya acharon v'hichme ba'oid be'inyan zeh, and the Torah was very machme in the moshul by achidas chometz yichayev koros. What's pshat? Why yichayev koros in achidas matzah? I mean, there's bigger averas that you can think of that you're not chayev koros on. Because why is chayiv koros? Because achilas matzah and doing a korban pesach is the raya to the Ribbono Shel Olam's meifus that he is the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. That is the yisoid of emunah. When I don't do that mitzvah, I'm turning around and I'm saying that there is no Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, the Torah was so machmeh in that nekuda that any mitzvah that shayet to as a zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim is chorus. Why it was chorus means you cut yourself off from Klal Yisrael. You're not a chedek of Klal Yisrael. Because by not doing that mitzvah, you have just now said, I don't believe in chiddush ha'olam, I don't believe in that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hitzrich shenichtev kol ma shenira eleinu. And the Torah had to write everything that I've what happened then, but oisusumoisim al yodenu v'al beinenenu. Every day, we have to put on tefillin in order that we should remember. Ukishatom lois al yodecho v'hayu l'toytofois beinenecho. It should be a siman l'man tizkeh es yotzeschom eretz Mitzrayim. Why? Because that is goof of the proof that I believe in chiddush ha'olam. And the oinish is so machme when I don't do it, because what I'm saying over here is I don't believe what happened over there. I don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam having Hashgacha Pratis. When I miss out on tefillin, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that I don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that is a yisoid in Kol HaTorah Kula. These are yisoidus that it's not stand pouring on a pair of boxes. Pshat is, these tefillin is a tefillin that Pshat is, I'm telling you that I believe in what went on in Aseret Makos. V'lichtav oise al pischei abotim b'mezuzos. The reason why you got to put on the mezuzah, we think it's just a symbol. It's not a symbol. It's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that on every door I have something to remind me that this meifus was to prove that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls the world and there's Hashgacha Pratis and Einod Muvadoi. And we've got to remind ourselves twice a day. Krishma is the mantiska, every day there's a mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because that was the yisrael of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's when the Ribbono Shel Olam came down, changed the teva, and showed nisim, gluim, that he's in control. And when I don't do these mitzvahs to remind us of that, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam I don't believe. Sukkah every year is an inyan of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol k'yetzve mitzvahs rabbi Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? That currently is lonu b'chol adoyres, because it's got to be with us in every generation. Eidus, an eidus, but moifsim shleishtakhu. These are all part of the eidus of Klal Yisrael, that has been handed over from generation to generation to generation, that we shouldn't forget that what happened in Mitzrayim was a one-time proof that the Ribbono Shel Olam went out of his way to prove to us that he's everything. And therefore you'll see, Taka, sometimes, that the Moshe in Auschwitz, there were Moshe Nefesh on certain mitzvahs, because those mitzvahs of the Etzim, if you think about it, the Yisoidus of Yiddishkeit. That reminds us that the Ribbono Shel Olam has Hashgacha Pratis. When I'm Moshe Nefesh to put on tefillin in Auschwitz, I'm saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashgiach on me, and he can get me out of this place. When I don't put on tefillin, I'm saying there's no Hashgacha Pratis. I'm saying that there is no Ribbono Shel Olam, because that's the only way we can be maimin in Hashgacha Pratis, is by putting on, by doing these mitzvahs. To the man tiska shem tischam eretz Yisrael, v'lo yeh pischam peh, and there shouldn't be an opening l'koifa l'hakhish amunas elakim. That there shouldn't be a pischam peh to the koifa, the one who denies the amun in Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki akoinim bezuza bezuz echod. Somebody who buys a mezuza with $1. Right, you can get for $18 a cheap mezuzah, the cover of a pischoy, and you put it on, you will kavei on your door, niskavin binyona, and you will mechavin. Why to the mitzvah? Why are you putting it on? Kva hoida, that's considered as if you being moida bechidush ha'olam in the Ribbono Shel Olam, being mechadish every minute, ubi yedias haboira, and knowing that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, uba hashkachosay in his hashkacha protis, the gam benevuah, and also the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu came beforehand and proved to us that it's going to happen, and it happened. Therefore, the nevuah of him bringing down Torah is emes v'yatziv. And when I don't do that, v'he'emin b'chol pinos ha'Torah, everything, all corners of the Torah is emes. All this is included when I put on a tefillin, when I put on a mezuzah, when I do a Pesach, eat matzah, when I sit in the sukkah. These are all mitzvahs that remind us of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And when I don't do it, it's because I'm turning around and saying, I'm not a maimin in Hashgachas Hashem. And he says the Rambam, that's why the Torah was so machmir in the Moshul, eating chometz on Pesach, because eating chometz on Pesach is a chi of koras, because you're coming along and you're saying, Eini maimin. Milvat. Besides all this, I'm being moida. I'm thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam shechesed haboira godol moida loyser rotzaynoi. That besides that, there is a moidika chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam does to those who do his rotzon. Shoytzionim is haveida that he took us out from this haveida lecherus to freedom. A covered godol is chus avesein achafetim beyirushemoi, and he made them tremendous covered to klal Yisrael as being am hanifcha. To those who want to be a Yirei Shemoi, lefikach omru, have zor b'mitzvah kala kechamura, shekulam chamudas v'chaviwei shemoid. Zor b'mitzvah kala. What's pshat zor b'mitzvah kala? A mitzvah kala, we think a mitzvah kala, big mitzvah, chreis. I don't know, a big mitzvah, eating Pesach, eating matzah on Pesach, big mitzvah. A small mitzvah is perhaps putting on a mezuzah. Says Chazal, he's all the mitzvah kala, because they're all choshev by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the mitzvah kala, what we think is kala, by putting on a mezuzah on the door, is gufa, the side of gan k'satayra kuloi. Because that proves to us that we believe in Hashgachas Hashem. Shebechol shor, odom moide behem lelekov. Because that means every minite that we are being moide, either we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, or we're being moide, we agree that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I don't do it, it could be a mitzvah kala. What I'm sending the message across is that I'm not maimin b'Hashgachas Hashem. I'm not a mamshich in this mesora that was passed down from generation to generation, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's such a thing as chav oynish, there's such a thing as Hashgachas Pratis. Vehi, now he says a moir dikasach. The kavonos kol ha-mitzvahs. The kavono of all mitzvahs. Shenamin belekenu, that we should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The noida elov, and we should be noida. We should thank him. Hakoros atoiv. Shehu boreinu, that he created us. Vehi kavonos hayetzira. And this is the kavono, this is the reason of creation. That the Ribbono Shel Olam created us, that we should recognize him and we should thank him. Why? She'ein lanu tam achi b'yitzira harishayna. There's no other reason in the whole Bria except for this reason. The Ein Kel Elyon Chofetz B'Tachtonim. The Ribbono Shel'Olam has no want in this world, B'Tachtonim in the Olam Hazeh, Milvad, except one thing he wants from us. Sheyeda Ha'odom. The Ribbono Shel'Olam should know there's a Ribbono Shel'Olam. A man should know that there's a Ribbono Shel'Olam. V'Yoyda Le'Leikov Shebaru. And he should thank the Ribbono Shel'Olam that he was created. The Kavonos Reinemus Hakoyel B'Tfilas. And the Kavono of lifting up your voice by davening, the kavanah's bati kedusias, and the kavanah of having bati midrashim to daven, uschus tfilas harabim, and what's the meaning of a tzibur coming together and davening? Zehu sheyiel levnei adam, there should be for man mokin a place yiskapsu, they should come together, the yodu lokel shabaram, and you should thank the Ribbono Shel'Olam that he created them. Vimtziyom, and he was mamti them visparsumu bazeh, and they should. They should declare, or the world should know through them saying, if Yomran, they should say, B'riyasecho anachnu, we are your creations. You hear what's going on over here? The Ramban says, there's no other reason why the Ribbono Shel'Olam created this world except for one thing, that we should be moida, we should thank the Ribbono Shel'Olam that he chose us as Am HaNivcha, that we are his creations, and we are saying thank you. That's the only reason. And the only way you'll get dovok with Ribbono Shel'Olam is if we say thank you. And when I come along and I don't turn up for davening, and there's no reimim l'sakoil, and there's no mitzvah for anich tefillin, or any other mitzvah that shayach to the man tizkei, jim tizkei meretz Yisrael, I am shaking the yesodus of what Klal Yisrael was built on. The Yifalsum Uzeh, the Yomru, and we've got to say in front of him, B'riyosecho Anachnu, we are your creations. That is the Kavona of the Yitzira, that's the Kavona of what Ribbono Shel'Olam created this world for. And the whole Kavona of creating this world was for one reason. Ribbono Shel'Olam doesn't want us for anything else. Sheyeda Adam, that a person should know who is the Ribbono Shel'Olam, V'yoyde Le'Leikov Sheboru. And he's got to give Hoido a thank you to the Ribbono Shel'Olam that we were created. The first thing we say in the, when we get up is Moida Ani. Because that's Tachlis Habriya. Tachlis Habriya is one thing. That's all he wanted from us. That you should know who the Ribbono Shel'Olam is. We should be Makeh, he is the one and only. And Fakeh, we come together in Bati Kinesias. And the whole meaning of davening is one thing. We're saying the Ribbono Shel'Olam, B'riyasech Anachnu, we are your creations. V'zeh kavonosim b'ma she'omrum v'yikru el elekim b'chazoka mikam sh'atolomi sh'tfilo tzorach koil. That's why we need a koil, because we're shouting out and we're being mefalsim in the world that we are your creation. When we come along, we tell the Ribbono Shel'Olam, we are your B'riyas, we're being makin the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And that's all the Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted from us. Because the minute that I'm maki in the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I become a godly person. I become a noisim. Because I can't become a noisim without being moida that he is the one and only. I'm a nothing. And it's only the Ribbono Shel'Olam's koyach that does everything. And we are your creations. And whatever you want us to do, we will do. But the minute I turn around and I say, tefillin, Shabbos, mezuzah, these small little mitzvahs, sukkah, no. Matzahs, chi of chorus, no, avi yetzah. You're telling the Ribbono Shel'Olam, ani lo maimin, ich bin nicht kein maimin. You're shaking the yesodus of what the world is standing on. You're shaking the yesodus why he created this world. Uminanism. This is a Ramban which probably is mentioned. There's not a sefer, a Musa sefer, a Drush sefer, a Chassidish sefer that doesn't bring down this Ramban in some sort of in any form from these Yesodas. This is a Yesod that's used all the way through any Machshava sefer. Uminanism hagdolim amrufusomim. And from the big Nisim, the famous Nisim, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Adam Moisa Benissim and his storm shame he saved Hatoiro Kulo. Because a person will be made, will thank and agree with Nissim and Hanistorim, the small Nissim. I nearly missed the car when I was driving. That's called a Nes Nista. There you think twice about whether the Hashkocha of the Ribbono Shel. You think it's your driving, or I missed the bus. It nearly hit me. That's called Nes Nista. And from the Nissim HaGdoilim that I'm made to, I realize that everything is Hashkochos Hashem. And every move that I do is Hashkochos Hashem. Shehein Yisoid HaTeiro Kulo. This is the Yisoid HaTeiro Kulo. Now listen, this is a very sharp lashon. Shehein La'odom Chelek B'Teiro Z'Moshe. This is a Ramban Arishon. That a person doesn't have a Chelek in Teiro Z'Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad Shenamin, until he believes the whole Devarenu Mikrenu, until he believes in everything that the Torah says, everything that happens, Shekulam Nisim. It's all Rotzon Hashem. There's no such thing as Nes or Teva. Everything is a Nes. Because everything is Rotzon Hashem. Ein Bahem Tiva Minhag Shalom. There's no such thing as this is the way the world works. It's Rotzon Hashem. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam decides now it's not going to happen, it won't happen. Whether it's a rabbin, whether it's a country, or each single person, everything is Rotzon Hashem. Whether I make it to the bus, whether I missed the bus, whether I made it, this happened, that happened, it's all Rotzon Hashem. And how do I know it's all Rotzon Hashem? From the Nisim HaMufusamim, from the big Nisim, and Moida, to the small things that go on in my personal life. Because Ein Ben Chelek B'Teiros Moshe Rabbeinu, a person doesn't have a Chelek in Teiros Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a heavy, heavy Lashon. When I don't put on tefillin, when I miss out on a mezuzah, when I'm mevatel certain mitzvahs, I'm saying Ein Li Chelek B'Teiros Moshe Rabbeinu. When I'm not moida that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who has Hashkocha Protis on everything, and I don't prove it to myself by doing these mitzvahs, I'm saying, what I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Li Chelek B'Teiros Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be sitting and learning first Seder, second Seder, night Seder, it doesn't make a difference. Ein Lachem Chelek B'Klal Yisrael. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. You just cut yourself off. Chorus, Pesach of Chorus doesn't mean that that's an Oynish. That's a Metzias. When I don't put on those tefillin and I don't say Ani Maimin, you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam Ein Li Chelek B'Teiroscha. I don't believe in you. And you're not part of the Klal Yisrael. She'ein l'adam chelik b'teiros Moshe ben ad she'namim b'chol devarenu u'mikrenu she'kulam nisim ein b'em tivu minogah shel olam. There's no such thing as teva. It's all chelik from nisim of Ribbono Shel Olam. Eleim yasa mitzvus yaslichenu. If I do mitzvus, I'll be matzliach and I'll get my schar. V'im yave aleim yachrisu. He'll cut me off. Oynshu, I'll get my oynish. Until I believe in that, until my maisim prove that I believe in that, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Ein la'odam chelik b'teiros Moshe. You don't have a chelik in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Why? Because I just proved to you by not putting on those tefillin that I don't believe in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't believe in the Nevi'im and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paro that it's going to happen, and it did happen. So for the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down and giving us Torah is also not Emes. So when I don't turn up and I'm not moigah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the whole thing of Sukkah de Zimra, if you take a look and look at the translation, you will see it's all talking about the Gadlus Habayra. There's no way we can come to Shmona Esra. Forget about the halacha of walking into davening and just, well, a lot of guys think that this is, you know, l'chatchila. I say a few brachas and it's a baruch shama and it's a yishtabach, shma and shmona esra. Forget about the halacha that you b'chlal not yetz a tefillah. I'm not going into that. You're going to have brachas krishma, samach l'tefillah. How can I come along and ask for atochoyin or afeinu before I know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is? The whole thing of Sukkah de Zimra is to prove to us, to show us, the Gadlus HaBayra. and to tell us who the Ribbono Shloim is, and we thank him. We give shvach to the Ribbono Shloim of every neshima, kol neshima, neshima, every breath. We missed that out. Who are you asking by the Ribbono Shloim Rafa'inu? Slach lanu. Who is he? What is he? You have any shaychus with him? You were moided to him? You thanked him? You were miming in him? I just wiped it off. The whole tachlis habriya is psukah de zimra. And yet we just wipe it up. It's not in our siddur. That is the most important part of davening. In Kelm, psukah de zimra came out took an hour. Psukah de zimra alone. Why? Because when they said kol neshama talelcha luka, they meant kol neshima neshima. They thought about it. Every breath is ashkochos Hashem. Every breath is rotzen Hashem. And when I don't say that, when I'm not being moided to the Ribbono Shloim that, I'm saying ein la adam chedi v'teiros meisha hakol begzeres elyon. V'yispalsmu hanisim anistorim b'inyan haram kasheyove b'yudi atoyle b'inyan brochus aklolus. The nisim anistorim, he says, a moridiki yisoid. If you take a look, he brings down the pasuk, asher ozves bris Hashem lekeh avoseishim, she'yispalsim adova b'chol ha'umes meis Hashem bo'ein shem. That when Klal Yisrael get punished, that is when the Yad Hashem becomes famous. There's two ways that Ribbono Shel Olam will have that the world will have fear from the Ribbono Shel Olam. On mitzvahs of Tefillin says, they'll see the Shem Hashem which is on you. The famous Maisa with the Arachaim HaKadosh, this famous Maisa with the Goyim, where he uncovered the Tefillin, he was in court, and the Goyim went around with Tefillin all day. And the judge was going to start up with the goyin, and the goyin just uncovered the tefillin, and he started shaking. And somebody asked him, "My tefillin, you understand? Kishem Hashem nikra lecho. It's the Shem Hashem that's in my head. It's not just a box sitting on my head. It's what's written in the tefillin. I internalized it. Then the goyin was scared of me, because this is pshat. I'm moide in what the bria is here for." And then there's another way, says the Ramban. Kol HaGoyim will say, "Amen, Osa Hashem Kochol Oras Hazayis." Why did Klal Yisrael get such an einish? Al she ozvas bris Hashem lekei v'seichem. What are Goyim saying? God forgot them. What was Haman trying to say? How much Kiddush Hashem came out of Auschwitz? And when Klal Yisrael, it was in their worst madrega. The Meshech Chochma says in Parashat B'chul Kaisai, in 1920 he wrote this. They think that Berlin is Yerushalayim. There will come a time where from Berlin itself, the churban of what they wanted to do become like the Yid, like the Goyim. The Goyim themselves will prove to them that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Nuremberg trial, the Nuremberg laws, was another law to prove to you that you're Yid. Adoy Ravi, if you were Jewish, you were sent to the camps. What's pshat? The question is to the halachim. I created this world that the spouse moved. The whole reason why I created this world was one reason. That Yidden should come together in Bati Knesiyos. And like he says, a loshen, the Zu Kavonas Hayitzira, that we should be miming in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shehu Boreinu, that he created us. She'ein lanu tam acher, there's no other reason in this creation. Ve'ein keil elyon chofetz betachtonim, hear what's going on? Ribbono Shel Olam has no want in this world except one thing. Levad sheyeda ha'odom ve'yeda, besides the person knowing, and he's moida, and he thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam, Sheboru, that he created us. B'riyesecho anachnu. And there's two ways of going about it. It can be b'derech einish, and it can be b'derech of doing the mitzvahs. And when the goyim are being ma'anish Klal Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam has a kiddush Hashem from it. The Yidden wake up, and suddenly they realize there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. And everybody has their hashkocha protis. And every guy that walked out of Auschwitz will tell you that he had a special malach that held him and led him through. and he was standing there walking into the gas chambers and he got pulled out. What's the pshat? The Ribbono Shel Olam proved through Oynish that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's a Derech HaMitzvos, the Derech Hashem, the Yom Lecho. The Goyim will see Shem Hashem Nikro Lecho, they'll be scared of you. What's Shem Hashem? Zut Tefillin Sheberosh. When you internalize what Tefillin, what Mezuzah, what Shabbos stands for. All these mitzvahs are all Zeichen Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is not stam. I remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's internalizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam once in a lifetime sets the tone. He made Moisin to prove to you that I'm a God. There's Hashkocha Protis. There's Hashkocha on each one of us. He knows everything that we do. The Schav Oynish. Einoid Mulvadoi. The Schiddush Ha'olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam created. Every minute there's a new Maaseh Bereishis. How do I internalize it? By doing these mitzvahs, which are zecher for the first time, he proved to us that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And he did it to us in order that we should be Am HaNivcha. We're the chosen nation. We're the chosen nation that he did it for us. The Ribbono Shel Olam did it for us for one reason. Be makir that I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be makir that you were created from me for one reason. To say thank you. To come to the Beis HaMedrash. The kavona zroimus hakol, the kavona of lifting up your voices and bati kinesias and schus tefillas rabim. It's for one reason. She yikskapsu, you should come together. The yidu lokel, and we should thank the Ribbono Shel Olam shaboram that he created us. The yisar smul bezer, make it famous. Briyosecho anachnu, we are your brias, we are your creation. It's the only thing. This Ramban is a Ramban that has to be chazed over the whole time. It's a Yisoidus Dikir Ramban in Emunah, in Kavonas HaMitzvahs, in why we wear, put on, do certain mitzvahs. Basically, Kimat Kol HaTorah Kula is in these few lines of the Ramban, but more than that. There's no way that I can have a Havamina of coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam and being Moida. I'm thanking him for everything that he did for me and that he's doing for me. I'll call Neshimo and Neshimo on every breath to Halel Koi. You've got to give praise to Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that I'm alive at this moment is a matana for Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't deserve to be alive. From the Averas and the Machshavas and whatever we're doing. What's the reason why he should keep us alive? It's only Bechazde Agodl. That one day perhaps we will come to realization that Ani Maimin, he's willing to keep us alive. He's willing that we one day tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva be'etzim is coming around and saying, B'riyosecho anachnu. You know what? I believe I'll behave differently, not because I'm changing my ways because I have to. Because I taka believe it and I'm moida to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for saving my life. The different hakorah. That hakorah, be'etzim, is a hemshich of what we've been talking about a whole week. When that hakorah is not there, bin adam l'chaveiroi, when I don't have the decency to be makir in the toiv of whoever does something for me, from stone all the way down to person, when there's not there, then it's not going to happen, bin adam l'amokim. When I walk around with an attitude, ani ve'afsi oid, it's me and only me, u'bishvili nivra ha'olam, for me and only me, you'll never get to understanding what the Ramban is saying here. You'll never understand what it means to come into a shul and say, thank you. Because thank you is the yisrael shel kol ha'torah kula. I'll see you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Rabbeisai, optional Shabbos. Please put your names down, whoever's staying.